Let's go to business. Charles Pellegrin's here. He was giggling through that as well. You've got a special guest today, haven't you, Charles?
Yet another classic transition from you, Stuart.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Making my job so much easier as I go in, especially a much drier topic here, the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the Multilateral Development Investment Bank, has historically operated in Central and Eastern Europe, but now covers three continents. And they've released their latest growth projections this Thursday. So let's take a look at them. Now on that graphic, we'll have you pull up across all regions. They're seeing growth of 3.1% this year and 3.3% next year. This is a slight upward revision for 2025 and a slight downward revision for 2026. Key hurdles facing the EBRD's economies are, among other things, impacts of U.S. tariffs, increased competition from China and export markets, and more restricted fiscal space. We'll discuss all of this and more with the EBRD's chief economist, Beata Jaworczyk. She's joining us live from London. Beata, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's begin with the U.S. tariffs. Trump's global trade war is often described as completely overhauling the international trade system. But what impact are you seeing on the EBRD regions?
Well, we have seen that so far in the first half of the year, countries in our regions have actually increased exports to the U.S. But of course, the performance has been uneven. On the one hand, we have Kazakhstan that exported more of silver and gold bullion bars, Hungary exporting more computers and pharmaceuticals. But at the other end of the spectrum, Slovenia saw a huge drop, over $1 million less of exports of pharmaceuticals. But of course, this increase in exports has been driven by front-loading. These exports went to the U.S. before tariffs came into effect. So going forward, we expect tariffs having a dampening impact on exports from the region.
Now, in parallel to this, we're also seeing the impact of Chinese competition in manufacturing exports that's intensifying. Tell us more.
Most of the debate about China has focused on whether we are going to see China dumping their products on the European market. What we are drawing attention to in our report is the fact that China is increasingly competing with Eastern European EU member states, as well as Germany and France. The exports from China are becoming more similar to what these countries are exporting to the world. So in the medium term, we are going to see more and more pressure from competition from China in third markets.
Now, I also want to focus on a different area here. The EBRD now also covers six new economies in sub-Saharan Africa, Ghana, and the Ivory Coast, to mention two. What are you seeing there in terms of growth?
We are seeing a strong growth, driven mostly by commodity exports, so gold in Ghana, petroleum in Nigeria. But we are also seeing increase in inflation or relatively high inflation in these countries. Though on the positive side, there have been some upgrades to debt ratings. Now, the debt in these countries has grown over the last decade, as it was the case for other economies. And by now, the costs of debt servicing are becoming quite a substantial item in government budgets.
So that, the debt repayments increasingly taking up a more fiscal space for these countries. And let's end now with a focus on Ukraine. We're approaching the four-year anniversary of the full-scale invasion in 2022. How is its economy holding up today?
The situation in Ukraine is challenging. To the credit, the authorities have managed to maintain macroeconomic stability throughout the war. That was in part thanks to financing from the EU, from G7, from the IMF. And of course, the EBRD has done its part, having deployed 8.4 billion euros to Ukraine. But For firms, the situation is challenging. They are facing labor shortages. Harvest this year has been weaker due to weather, due to activity on the battlefield. And of course, you know, why in the summer firms have not been reporting shortages of electricity, going forward, if bombing continues, such shortages may take place.
A long winter ahead for Ukraine. Beata Yavorchik, you are the chief economist of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Thank you for speaking with us on France 24.
Thank you for having me, Charles.
Well, back to you, Stuart, after this overview of the economies of over three continents.
Exactly. We know exactly what's going to happen now. Charles, thanks very much. Charles Pellegrin there with the business on France 24.